What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Talk to Us Nice. Your girls are finally back. Sorry for the delay. I was recovering, so actually, I'm not sorry. Life happens. No. The world is once again still burning. I feel like the title of our first episode will reign supreme until we're like done running the podcast in general. The world is burning. I don't have control of my own uterus. Super cute, super fun. 10 out of 10. Psych, where the aliens beam me up, Scotty.
Like, I have to get out of here now more than ever. I have to start my like exit from the United States. This place is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
You wanted to take away jewel pods? Whatever. Sure. I get it.
Actually has one hidden on her desk.
I get it. But what you're not going to do is tell me what I could do with my body. And then in the same breath, tell me that like I can have a fucking baby gun. So I can have a gun, but I can't have this. Make it make fucking sense. I'm so like, there's so many emotions going on. And I'm just like this, the simulation once again is fucked up. It's fucked up. That's the only way.
I just feel like I'm in the wrong timeline. This isn't the greatest timeline that I can be in. And I wish I could just jump through. Well, one, preferably where I'm fucking loaded. But I just feel like this is not the optimal timeline and I'm not happy with what's going on.
No, I'm deeply feel like this is now, did you ever watch Veep? Because this really feels like Veep. It feels like,
in and out.
Yeah, it feels like the US government is like, these characters are onto something because it's so fucking ridiculous. And it's just, you can't say that like, I can't have a fucking abortion, but then yet there's no universal healthcare. So what the fuck?
Formula.
There's no baby formula. There's nothing.
This is all very, it's all stemmed in racism and classism. And, you know, people like us, we do understand the implications of what's happening, but I'm sorry, a lot of the world, like who is what like Trump and Republicans kind of prey on are people who are very uneducated about what's actually going on and will just be lemmings. And just because it's a Republican saying it, say, hell yeah, I support this. Even though they say they're not sheep in a large scheme of things, they'll just agree what whichever Republicans running their state is saying.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Candace Owens, how I mentioned in earlier episodes, how she's not a stupid person. She's a very intelligent person and purposely goes against the grain of whatever another Democrat is saying because she wants to rile up the support of these mostly undereducated people that will just agree with whatever Trump's and Trump supporters and Trump alike, Mitch McConnell, whoever you want to name, say. And these are the implications of what is happening. And I feel like they just think it's about abortion and it's also not.
No, it's about healthcare. It's about having bodily autonomy over your fuck. It's a human right. Like you can't just tell people what the fuck to do. And I bet you if a bunch of people decided to storm the Capitol and just have a peaceful protest, it would turn out a lot fucking differently than the one that happened last year on January 6th. And that's just the fucking facts.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating that like, we're just meant to just be like, cool.
Yeah. We're just supposed to like keep going on. And it, I was crying yesterday. I can't even pretend like I wasn't because it's just a sad realization of how everything's just going backwards.
It is the wild fucking West. I feel like we are really reverting back to the old days where there's going to start being like saloons and shootouts because once again, everybody can get a gun, especially in New York. And I'm just like, this is not the future that I want.
Yeah. Also, Back to the Future lied to me. I thought we were supposed to be like, I don't know, fucking flying already in flying cars. And this is not what I expected, Marty McFly. Okay, instead I just lost my rights again. Super cute. But yeah, let's change the subject because it just kind of pisses me off. We will put a link to Funds for Abortion on our Instagram page, Talk to Nice Podcast. So you can find us, find the link so you can donate money if you want. yeah, hopefully the fight is not over. I honestly don't know if the Democrats can even handle a fight. I just, as much as I cannot stand Republicans, when they're behind something, they will make sure it happens. I can't say the same for Democrats, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway,
let's that's it on Political Corner.
Anyway, back to lighter things. The joy in my life has sparked back. Love Island UK is back.
Finally, something feels like it's going right. I was getting ready for it. I have not watched it yet because all of the episodes are finally on Hulu. Mm-hmm. But, or not all, but they finally released some of them from the new
season. Pisses me off because I feel like I didn't remember that that's how it goes. I didn't remember that it comes out in pieces. And I was ready for 14 episodes because they start 2 weeks ahead of us. I was ready to just eat up 14 episodes. And it was grayed out. I don't think I understand how mad I was.
You just see on Hulu, it says like becomes available on like 5 a.m. And you're like, oh, I guess.
That's so fucking rude. Do you have any favorites so far? You didn't watch it.
I genuinely am going into this very blind. I saw the cast video like a couple of weeks ago, but I can't really remember. I remember the black girl is
India.
India. Mm-hmm. She's very cute. And then I know that there's like a lanky white boy, like there always is.
There's a million of them. I want to hear your opinions. I'm probably going to say my opinions on TikTok. I think I've decided I'm going to keep like a TikTok diary of just like the madness because I've never done it. And I think it'll be fun. If you want to follow me on TikTok, it's Talk To Me Nice Mac, I think. I can't remember my TikTok.
Yet. We'll link it below after you guys finish rate, reviewing and subscribing.
Yes, precisely. But I will. Can I tell you one thing that happens that actually like pisses me off?
Please.
So in the first episode, you know how the five girls stand, they have to step up for whichever man they're attracted to. Nope. They changed it this year.
What?
So now the public, from pictures alone and maybe like their info video, got to decide who goes with who. And let me tell you something that's not a coincidence. The black people were with the black people.
I bet they were. I bet they were.
I was like, I wonder why the public would think they would go together. I was cracking up. But I just also hate that because you don't know what, you know, these people's types are and anything like that. You're just going based off a picture. It just didn't really make sense to me. And I really hope that they switch it back next season.
Is Homegirl still hosting?
Whitmore? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Whitmore. That's fucking whack.
I just thought it was so stupid.
And it takes away the joy of seeing that first time, like, who's going to choose who? And then, like, the girls leaving the guy. Like, that's the fun. That's the fun of Love Island. Because then what sometimes happens is the people try to leave each other. And then they don't. And then they're like, guess I'll make it work. And then they'll make it to the end. Well, yeah. They'll like leave each other and then the girl will get really mad and she's like, that's my man. I'm taking ownership, like a classic season 3 with Jesse Dom and Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at them. She's having another baby.
Yeah.
And that was such so goddamn drama filled. Montana was like, that's my man.
She was very sad about that. I remember that. And I was just like, oh, it hasn't been that long. It was a little bit. Was it like a week?
No, it was like 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Because Jess was the first girl to come in. Because they had like, she was like the bombshell. And it fucking worked out. They're just like so cute, like popping out little blonde haired angels in the UK.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I can live off of Love Island. I wish it was like an all year thing. But honestly, when you overstimulate something, it does get worse. So I'm happy that they do wait a little bit in between.
Yeah.
But yeah, get into it if you don't watch it. It's amazing. Even a lot of men are getting into it now because you can't deny what good television is.
You honestly can't. And like, even though the UK is way better, it is nice having a US version that like people can watch IRL. Speaking of, did you see Shannon and Josh broke up?
I did see that they broke up. And I also saw that most of the cast is going to be on the challenge.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And didn't Cinco and Cash break up? They're both on the show.
Yeah.
They're both going to be on the challenge. The challenge has grown so much.
I know.
It's exponentially bigger than it was when it first started. And I've been watching it from the beginning when there was like Road Rules versus Real World and all that shit. And I just think it's so nuts.
I'm sorry. I just got chills.
Right? I just think it's so nuts that from that, it became like the challenge, the world. Like, who thought that the challenge was going to end up taking over television and being one of the highest viewed shows?
What if they are our version of Avengers?
No.
What if they are meant to save the world? I don't know.
I've seen Sully drunk. She's not meant to save the world. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm talking about old school. Old school. Oh. Talking about CT. Johnny Bananas.
Kenny.
I'm not trusting Sully and her fucking little heelies.
That's why when you said that, I was like, no.
No. I'm talking back old in school. The day.
Wes, Kenny, yeah. Evan. What was the woman? She started with an E. And she like always beat everybody. I can't remember her name, and that's killing me.
Hey, babe, if you're listening, just
Kara. Even though everybody played Kara, I think Kara's a very good competitor.
Yeah. No, it was
who I was talking about, but Kara's great too.
I don't know. They might save us.
But what can't save me is this video that I saw on TikTok. Honestly, when I saw it and I sent it to you, I said we needed to have it on the podcast because the way no one would ever, ever see me outside if I made a video on TikTok and someone duetted this and did this to me or stitched it and did this to me. No one would see me outside for the whole summer. I would come back with a whole new look in the winter after seeing many plastic surgeons because I couldn't go back out with my same face. Like, and you know that this man thought he gave like the ultimate face. Like he was auditioning for RuPaul's Drag Race. He sucked in those cheekbones. He was posing. He thought he was giving everything. And the person who stitched this just
tore them to shit.
Ended him while wearing an Amazon sweatshirt.
You're not going to come for my Amazon.
No, I wear Amazon. I'm saying it's like a literal Amazon sweatshirt. Look at the logo on the shirt, bitch.
It sucks. It sucks that we live. It like it equally sucks. And it brings me so much enjoyment that we like live in a society now where you just try to like, he was like, I'm just going to do this thing. Because it's like a trend right now and I'm having fun and like, fuck it, I'm creative. Today. I feel good. And my face card is 10. For someone to just fucking tear you down like that. Have me laugh. Like, come on.
It's like, it's funny, but it's so messed up. It's
like,
what if that guy saw that video and just had a shitty week afterwards?
What if that was his 13th reason?
Imagine. That's just, and I always look at the comments to see if the person comments back. Because I don't know if you can see who stitches all your videos or like who duets all your videos. I'm not really sure. I've never gotten that far in. But I would be a hermit. I've been screaming it's going to be a hot girl summer. No.
No, you'll never see me again.
You will not see me until the number changes in the year.
And even then, I don't know, because it hasn't been good since 2020.
And it can't even be like New Year's Eve about to be 2023. Like, I need to come out silently. This will not be a big bang.
Mika's coming out 2034. Like,
I will slowly emerge back into society.
What's funny is that like that guy was like, my face card gets me into a club.
Yeah.
And like on my birthday after I left you beyond fucked up, I wound up at an Irish pub and then we tried to go to like this club. There was one person online and then like my group of like four of us and the guy, I was just like, hey, what's the deal? What's going on? Like, is there a cover? And he looked at me and he said, do you know how lines work? And do you know how clubs work? And I took everything in my power. I really centered myself because I was about to destroy this fucking goblin. This fucking 5'7" goblin in front of me.
I would have killed somebody.
And I looked fucking fire on my birthday. Let's not forget. And I looked at him and I said, "You know what, sir? I absolutely know how lines work. Have a great night." And my friends are in the back, like ready to fucking go off. They're like,
"Yeah."
And I'm just like, no, we're not doing that. I'm rising above. This is my 29th year. I'm not about to just like obliterate this man with my fucking words.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can. I'm going to take the high road. I'm going to take my ass to a fucking dive bar.
And make out with the bartender.
And make out with the bartender. Like I did. So.
Hello. Goodbye. It's your birthday.
But that was a time where I was like, my face card is a 10 and you're not letting me in. That's crazy. I was like, okay.
Speaking of that though, you saw that trend where it's like, they're a 10, but blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Can we talk about how one JetBlue try to get into it? And when I tell you that the comments are just people ripping JetBlue apart about the dysfunction of cancellations, delays, not getting back their money. They thought they were joining in the party like how Wendy's does. And they're like hilarious. But JetBlue was not getting any love. And
no, they really, like, yeah. Oh. They really thought they were doing the like Burger King for Pride. Do you want tops or bottoms type of marketing?
Oh my God, wait, but they got ripped apart too.
Yeah, that was a good.
Ripped apart. Anyway.
But no, JetBlue used to be that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the past couple of times I've taken her, I'm like, wow, you really trying to take me out. Like you don't have any loyalty to me. Because I took it to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
My flight to the other island got canceled. You remember that trauma I went through? And then when I had to come back, because I came back before my friends, my flight got like delayed 7 hours. And then they just didn't tell me. And I'm just sitting there, like twiddling my thumbs, because you see the other plane come and you see everybody get out. And then the actor from Bull was there. So all these old ladies in their wheelchair are just like, they're like, oh my God. Take a picture. Like yeah. They're all doing selfies. And he was like, if anybody asks, I'm Chris Pine. Like he was doing this whole bit. And I was just like, wow, look at me getting on this plane. Like with such a fun experience happening in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And then 7 hours later is when I got
nothing.
Home. Nothing. There was problems.
All these flights are having so many issues. I saw this video, these girls, they were like row 26. I can't remember where the video is or anything like that, but they were in row 26, but Kelsey, they got there and there were no seats. It was like a standing area on a fucking plane, like on a plane. There was no seats. They showed 26 ABC. There were no seats there.
Mika, you're lying to me right now.
And they said eventually they just sat in the, like once everybody got seated, they sat in the empty seats that were like left. And like the stewardesses and like all that, they didn't notice.
Mika, I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
The world is once again burning.
That's actually my 13th reason. If I got on a fucking airplane,
I would have stayed there and I would have gotten money. I would have like, there would have been like the tiniest bump of turbulence. I would have been like, oh, I would have fallen the floor. Sued. Write me my check. You want to put me in a row with no seats? Give me my check.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Do you think this is like a fucking amusement park? We're in the air.
It's wild. It's absolutely wild. I have no idea why they sat down. I would have been like, no, I want all the money. It would have been the tiniest air pocket. And I would have pretended like I broke my ankle.
You would have like thrown your head up to hit the thing.
Yeah.
To like bring down the oxygen mask.
Like I would have like put my fist as if, and then like slammed it as if it was my hand. Get rich or die trying. Get out of here.
And that's on stage combat.
Hello. I know I'm a corporate girl now, but the baby was an actress. So. Oh, but yeah, they have like, back to the original topic, as we usually go off course.
We've never done that ever.
We're very we're very in line with everything that we want to do. But there's this trend that's going like, oh, she's a 10, but blah, blah, blah. So I wanted us to give it a try and do some. So do you have any, like, can you think of any right now? Like, I know I was thinking about this the other day because we have talked about this, about like men we like. Actually, I'm just going to ask it. So he's a 10.
But
he asked you to listen to his mixtape on the ride home. That was the first thing that popped in my head. I was like,
not you pulling, not you pulling from real life experience.
Yeah, because it was traumatizing.
He's a 10, but his texts go green.
No, you have to answer. What is he?
Oh.
What does that change his number to?
Like a 5.
That's correct.
And if he's really hot, if he's like really hot and there's a good
beat. He's a 10, Kels.
No. But I'm saying if the beat is like, and then you just look over at him and you're like, he could be a 6. I might bump it up.
If you said anything above a 5, I was going to say, like ready to do a sound of that. 5 is acceptable.
Okay, yeah, he's a 10, but his texts go green.
It's so stupid that irks me. It doesn't make any sense. Because I was also a very avid Android user before I was forced to get Apple because Android phones just got too big for me to hold.
Tiny hands are just like...
It was so annoying. I was like, what? Why are they doing this to people? Where am I supposed to put my phone? Because, you know, they also never give women fucking pockets. But even if I did put it in my pocket, it could fall out any fucking second. So, any fucking second as I'm swinging my hips walking across the street. I switched the iPhone and I just never went back.
But, thank you, because I never knew this about you. I'm fucking
I was really like trying to be like, get the fuck out of here with these iPhones. I don't need Apple. That was when I was poor. But
you're fucking stupid.
Oh, my face is bad. But okay. It's so stupid that it annoys me, but I'll give it. You say he's a 10, but he's a 10. So if he's a 10 and it goes green, I'll do an 8. I'm going to be nice.
That's nice. That's generous. I was going to give him a 6.5. Okay, ready? Change it up, though. He's a 10, but he only messages you through WhatsApp.
Is he overseas? Like,
no.
So he's here, but he's only texting me through WhatsApp? Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's the Tinder swindler, so he's a 3. He's a Tinder swindler, so...
No, it's his preferred method of texting because he says it's easier to reply to what the person's talking about.
Is he not financially stable? Does he have, like, a limit on his texts? Is that what's happening?
Who knows?
He didn't pay for the unlimited plan?
But he's a 10.
Once again, I don't care. He seems like a scammer. He's a 3.
He's a 3.
I don't trust him. That makes no sense. If someone can please write in and give me a legitimate reason as to why someone would have unlimited text but prefer to use WhatsApp, please let me know, because I can't think of anything besides I'm going to steal your social security number.
I'm foreign and I'm going to steal your identity.
Yeah. So no, that's worrisome.
Don't do that.
That's very, very worrisome. Let's see. He's an 8. But he keeps stating cheesy pickup lines.
I'll keep him at 8. That's fun. That's fun.
The whole time.
That's fun. I like.
You're lying. You're gonna get annoyed, Kelsey. You would get so annoyed.
Like what kind of cheesy pickup line?
Girl, I don't know, cheesy pickup.
Like what? Like he's like, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Tennessee.
And it's like the whole night because he thinks this is what's going to get you to go home with him.
I might. Honestly, I might just get drunk enough where I find it funny.
Okay. You know what? There's no judgment.
I'm not saying it's right.
Preference.
Wait, hold on. This one on Twitter. He's a 10, but he breathes the same air as other women. What?
10. Ooh. I don't know.
He's a 7, but his dad's a 10.
Oh. But will he look like his dad when he grows up?
Right?
One of my also, his dad is closer to dad, which means I'm closer to being in his will and getting the money faster.
No, you scamming. One of my coworkers at my job, he just started not that long ago. He's mm-hmm. very hot. Like, very not my type at all. Like, he's so muscly mm-hmm. and looks like he would absolutely, like, kill me. And he showed me a picture of his dad. Bitch. I was like, is your dad single? He goes, no, but.
That's
me. And I said, he said he has a girlfriend. He goes, he has a girlfriend, but he's my dad. That's what he said. And I was like, so when's he going to come by?
I thought it was like, he's still married to his mom. And he's like, but. That's all that's weird.
No. He has a new mommy now.
This makes sense. I was just like, that's. Worrisome. I don't know.
No, he has a new little stepmommy. But I was like, tell him what's up. And he was like, maybe.
Yeah. If he's a 7, his dad's a 10. That just makes me think he's gonna look like his dad when he gets older. And I'm completely down for that. So that makes him a 9.5 because his dad is still hotter than him right now.
Yeah. Ready? He's a 10, but he says he's not ready for a relationship and he still wants to have sex and he makes you question your self-worth at the end.
Been there, done that. You're a 2. Get out of my face. Tell me something I don't know.
Says he's a 10, but he says without me, with the big-eyed sad face emoji, when you tell him you're about to shower.
I hate that. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm all for like, oh yeah, like let's have sex in the shower, like once and blah blah blah.
I'm not. Sorry. I
don't like that. I did it once. I just like, you're in the hot water. I want to be in the hot water at all times. But then now you're not even getting clean. Like, it just doesn't make... my ex just say that all the time. And I'm just like, I just want to shower in peace. Like, I want to get my crevices. I don't understand.
Yeah. And that's just like, I like taking a shower because it's just kind of like my time to just decompress. I'm wiping away the dirt of today. And all the stress and all the, like, everything that is fucking wrong. I'm like, I'm taking 10 minutes. Don't talk to me. Sometimes I'll even take a little bong rip. I'll light a little candle. Mm-hmm. A little moment. I need a moment.
Exactly. But also, it's like, I have people waiting for me. I have a concert in there. So, like, I don't know. Buy a ticket to the concert. I have a concert to perform. You don't need to call me to the show.
Okay, what if your boyfriend was like, can I sit? And he just sits on the toilet.
No, there's no way.
I'd be like, get out.
No.
I feel like we need I'd be like, we need to talk. Remember that episode of Lizzie McGuire when her mom was like, when that boy says we need to talk to Lindsay, and her mom was like, oh, those are the worst things.
That male, that newspaper boy. Right?
Yes. She's like, that's the worst. That's the worst 4 words a girl could hear in her life. And I just remember watching that and being like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, if we need to talk, babes. Thumbs up. Her like, mama was right.
Wait, and who was it? Was it like a girl from his camp or something?
Yeah.
I can't even remember how he met this other girl while he was dating Lizzie. I was just like,
Literally, they were dating for like 3 days. She's like, it's the best 3 days of my life. She's like going to school, just like
relationship. Okay, it was her first one. Leave Lizzie McGuire alone. She was an icon and she was and is the moment. Did you see Hillary Duff's like nude magazine?
Yes. Cover?
She is that bitch.
I love her. That's my fucking girl. I'm sorry. Fun fact about Kelsey.
Sure.
My first concert was Hillary Duff.
Oh, was it?
Yes, at Nassau Coliseum. And shout out to my bestie, Robin. That's how I knew we were best friends, because that was also her first concert she went to.
Oh, I love that.
When we were like 7. Yeah, we both went and saw, like, obviously didn't know each other at the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, mama was lip singing and dancing, and I was eating it up. I love her.
She's
she is the moment. Remember when she got engaged to her ex?
The hockey player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the photos?
No. I'm like, what about it? I was just like,
so like there was paparazzi. No, I thought you were with me on that. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm gonna take us there. Don't worry.
Okay, please.
So when she got engaged, there was a bunch of paparazzi outside, just like, I guess, like outside of her hotel. I didn't know if they knew it was going to happen, but like then she goes outside and she's just like, and like kissing her ex, and then she gives him a blowjob, and there's pictures. Like you can't see anything, but you see and you know.
Oh, I don't know what circuit cut in my head. Something short-circuited in my head that as you were saying the story, I was envisioning this all happening outside of the building and you saying that Hillary Duff got on her knees and gave her boyfriend, her fiance, a fucking blowjob in front of the paparazzi.
No.
I understand now. Everything got righted, but...
They were on a balcony.
It got me for a second. I was very confused. I'm like, Hillary Duff would never.
She would never. Haley
Lindsay,
Duff?
Maybe.
Haley?
Also, respect her. So,
do what you want. No, I was like, go ahead, girl. Go ahead, go down. But like, goddamn, paparazzi picked those.
Digital, get down. Not me in my 90s bag. I need to chill out. I know this is a thing that happened last week, but I'm sorry. Just because of the 90s, it just made me think about Justin Timberlake.
Girl.
And the mess he did on stage and then the apology he gave. But then after the apology, he had the nerve to step out for an event looking like a clown with Jessica Biel. It was, okay, we don't even have to say anymore. I was just like,
ooh. No, because I'll go on forever about how that man really just... Yeah, no, anyway.
And my best friend loves him. Loves. She has a candle with his face.
My brother's initials are JT.
Does he like Justin?
My mom used to love Justin Timberlake. So much to the point that when he got married to Jessica Biel, I sent her a photo and she said, why would you do this to me?
Screaming.
And my brother's initials are JT because she loved him so much.
Everything in the world is comical. I've decided.
Everything's a fucking joke.
we were talking about this subject probably, this is like what? It was like 3 weeks ago now, maybe a month ago. I don't know. But, you know, we saw this tweet about how people would make up excuses on leaving the house. Or, yeah, they were going to leave their own apartment just so everybody can get the fuck out. And I have never related to something more deeply. And I think a large part of it was because when I was younger, my parents were very strict. Like I couldn't sleep over people's houses. Even if I went over to someone's house, it couldn't even like be for that long. And it's just gotten to a point where in my head too, like if I don't want someone in my house any longer, I'd be like, oh, I have plans. Because I'm usually the one Irish exit. When I went to Vegas with my friends, the chaos I caused, because I just would bounce while I'm in a completely different state, in a different state of mind. Like, I was just like, I left Calvin Harris's pool party and just like peaced out. Why would I do that? But I do it.
You're a menace.
But when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. And it's the same thing in reverse. When I'm ready for you to go, I will literally put on an entire outfit to pretend like I'm going out to get you out of my house.
I will straight up be like, it's time for you to fucking go. Like, the time is now. I will literally start being like, oh, you know, wow, such a long day. I have such a busy schedule tomorrow. I have to wake up. Oh my God, I have so much to do. Oh, what's that one thing I had to do? I think, let me call them. Like, I will start rambling.
Making a list.
And I will just start throwing things. Because you can't catch them. Because I'm just like, you don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not finishing my sentence. It'll also be like, so I don't know about you, but with my group of friends, somehow, some way, my house became the party house.
And me too.
And that is because my other friends used to have the party house. We had a quote unquote drag brunch in the pandemic. There were confetti eggs, there were wigs, there was eggs, like there was a lot going on, poppers, a lot. And so the next day her house was such a fucking mess. And I told her, I was like, hey, I'm coming back tomorrow to clean. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you guys will never come to my house again. And we haven't.
I respect
and
it.
Then somehow it turned into my house, which I don't love, but I also am like, hey, I'm the type of person where I'm cleaning up
as
the party goes. And then at some point I'm just going to look at everybody and say, oh, it's such a beautiful night. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Or I'll just tell people, get the fuck out of my house. Like for my birthday, I don't know if you had left by then.
I probably did because me and Abe left.
But I was like, everybody needs to get out of my house right now. At some point, my house was so smoked up. I like looked and I was like, are these my contacts?
Yeah.
Or is this the air in my house?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, everybody, pack your shit. Get the Ubers. Cabs are here.
Yeah.
We're
me and Abe were ready. Like, I think we're ready the moment we stayed in your room.
Guys, I had a birthday party on my fucking roof and Mika and my other friend Avery literally turned my room into like a VIP where only they could be inside of it. The door couldn't be open.
Eating pizza with ranch.
Eating pizza with ranch. Don't you dare open that door. Don't you dare try to play any music.
Every time you came in, you're like, you guys are still here? You guys are still in here? Yeah, we are. It's a bit much out there.
Yeah, we are disassociating hard.
Mm-hmm. Great time. I'm having a great time in here.
But yeah, your house was also the party house.
Until I stopped that shit. I was just like, no, every year me and my roommates would have a party. It would be multiple times a year. It'd be like 4th of July, somebody's birthday, because we have a rooftop that nobody uses. We have balconies, blah, 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 blah. But my stuff was the only things that were getting messed up or have gone missing. And after a while, I'm just like, oh, I've lived in this apartment the longest. We're not having parties anymore. It's not happening. I had one of my roommate's friends thought my room was the bathroom. They threw up in my shoes. My keys have gone missing. I was like, we have to change this lock because I don't know. They know where we live and someone took my keys. I had some groceries missing. My boyfriend bought me AirPods. Those went missing. I was like, and it's only my stuff continuously. I was like, we're not doing parties anymore. My friend bought me a Magnum bottle of rosé for my birthday. Someone stole it from off the roof as we were like moving stuff down. I think it was the people who lived on the first floor. We could never confirm, but I hate those fucking dudes. So to me, it was them.
I have a sneaking suspicion it was the people.
Yeah, because the bottle was gone. I knew everybody else at the party. Like they invited themselves because they heard we were having a party. So I fucking know it was those little twits. But anyway. Back to, once again, the original subject. Yeah, I don't know. It's not that I don't like people in my house. I just also feel like, for me anyway, like especially my room. Like, I have a couple of roommates. My room is, like, the only space that is completely mine. And I just feel like it's the essence of who I am. And I'm watching you look around my room, and I'm just like, I'm fly, so my room is fly. Everything I do means something, and you can shut the fuck up. No one's even saying anything. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. My room's amazing. And I'm just watching them in my space. And like if it's like you or my other friend Genesis and like all that, like I'm completely comfortable. We're just laying in the bed. But I also feel I think it's from years of working in hospitality. I hate feeling like I have to be on all the time. So unless it's somebody that I completely can like let go in front of, I just be like, oh, do we need this? I feel like a freaking machine where I'm supposed to be the most relaxed in my own home.
In your fucking house. Yeah, no. Yeah, like I usually kind of don't have people in my room, but like it was you and Avery. And I was just like, I trust you guys. I know you guys are clean. I'm washing my sheets tomorrow. You can sit on my bed. I know
you guys are clean.
That's a thing. I'm sorry, people sitting on your bed with their outside clothes?
Oh, but I was not on your bed. I was on your desk chair because I hate that shit too.
You were. Avery definitely was on my bed, but that's okay because love her and I've known her the longest. But yeah, usually nobody can go in my fucking room. Eyes where I can see you. Knock on the door in the bathroom. If you got to take smoke breaks, you better go downstairs. But at that point, I was so fucking twisted. Everybody was just rolling up. And I said, be gone. I don't care. But no, rooms are off fucking limits. And yeah, once somebody does something to fuck up the party, it never happens at your house again. Because like Robbins, I'm now remembering somebody peed in her fucking kitchen, thinking it was the bathroom, and then just got like crazy, kind of drunk, kind of caused a fucking scene. They were trying to get him back home, caused a bigger scene. And she was like, that was it, guys. We're like, oh, man.
Nuts. Also, I hate when people come uninvited, like impromptu visits. Don't do it.
Don't you dare show up to my house ever without me knowing.
It's why, honestly, I swear, it's why I never share my location with anybody. Like, I love you guys, and I know that, like, I have yours, and I never tell anybody that I'm not sharing it back. Like, you've never done this. It's just, like, it's just a goal of mine forever. I will literally watch you from my video comm and not answer the door. How dare you?
No, you can't. You absolutely can't just show up uninvited.
I have a bonnet and a shirt with holes in it. No, you can't come up.
Because I've always been like weird about the sharing location thing. Because I don't ever look at it. I just look at it if it's like I'm going to meet like my roommate, and I'm like, oh, where is she? But yeah, I remember I sent you mine last 4th of July, and I was just like, seems like she's not going to send me back. And I respect it because it's her choice. Do you see how easy that is? I'm sorry. Crazy. You just see how easy it is. That's your choice.
Revolutionary.
Crazy. Yeah, okay.
I think the only person I share my location with is my little sister. And that's because she be out in these streets and I need to make sure she's okay.
And that's fair. It's family.
She wouldn't share it unless I shared it. So I have to get it. But I mean, I'm sorry. I want to know if you're breathing. Cool.
You like change it on your laptop sometimes. So it shows that you're home. So you're like, I don't need that bitch no longer.
Wait, what? I can do what?
You could change.
Tell me afterwards. Tell me afterwards. We love a sneaky sneak. Didn't know that could happen.
Yeah.
We love it. Thank you for
You're
everything.
You're so welcome.
For your services. I didn't know that.
I know, but your reaction. What?
Nice. To end the episode, we just wanted to, so obviously you can see your girl got her twist back. Kelsey's been braided up for a couple of weeks now. And honestly, one of the main things that I've been seeing, just like not only trending, but it's been like a topic of conversation for, you know, a bit now. And it's the prices and just kind of like this inflation of we're going to do what we want to do when it comes to Black hairstylists. Because one, we root for everybody Black. That's never been a fucking question. Hello. But there's been this like stigma where it's just like every single time I go to, even when I was have my natural hair out, if I go to a natural hairstylist, I went to go get a wash and set for my natural hair. Ask me how long I was there, Kelsey.
How long were you there, Mika?
6 hours.
6 hours.
Yeah.
For a wash.
Mm-hmm. And but for them, for her, it was normal. She was like, oh, yeah, you know, some people, you know, they're here forever. And I'm just like, but that I've been here since 2. That doesn't make any sense. And then she had to ask me to wait while she was in the middle of blow drying my hair because someone else needed to catch a train. And so she asked, can I finish this girl's hair while I was already there for 6 hours, mind you. And she really thought I was going to make like a standing appointment because I wanted to. That's the thing. It's like, I've really been looking for, you know, someone to help me take care of my hair. Having 4C hair is a very tough situation, period. So I've been looking for someone I can go to consistently. And she really thought I was going to make that hair after being there forever. And her saying it's a regular occurrence that people are here for hours. Ooh. Hours. And now there's late fees. I understand the late fee, especially if someone's like, I'm a half hour late. But also, where's the accountability when you show up a half hour late? Dock $30 off of my price. When I'm there and you're making, you're there too, but you're just like, oh, I just want to eat real quick. as if I don't have a life.
Wow, this is all crazy to me. They really be doing this?
I've gone through this my entire life. Because I want to go to people who know how to handle my hair. After a while, I was just like, with a Dominican dot, do this, burn my scalp, just pull it. And it is what it is, because when I know I go there, I'm in and out. There's late fees. There's inconsideration. Now the price tags that have been happening,
it's astronomical.
And it's because they want to also live up to like this like hairstylist life that they see on social media. Social media is the root of all evil. We use it because we have to. Otherwise, any business you have doesn't get off the ground, whatever. But like they see like these cars and like all this stuff. And so now their prices are jacked up. I've done braids since I have come out of the fucking womb. The fact that braids right now, especially like knotless is new. Knotless was never a thing. Your girls even have knotless in right now. These are not. I'm just like, give me knot. It's what I fucking know. I'm not paying an extra $150 so you can make it knotless. Give me what I know then. I'm cool with it. But the fact that, not even speaking about length hasn't even been in the conversation. They're like, baseline price, $350. Call the cops. When I was younger, I used to do my hair for $60. And that was small. I used to do small micro braids then because I was all about trying to look like Brandy. So I was so stupid in second grade. I wanted like, Moesha had like the bob with her braids. And my hair was long then. But I thought I needed to cut my hair to be the bob length. Like forgetting like, no, when you put your hair in braids, like it does get short. And I cut my hair and it's never grown back to its regular length again.
Girl.
I'll never forget myself.
Somebody tricked you. Somebody tricked you into like doing that. Just like the Dominican witch tricked me into cutting. She cut all my hair off. My hair used to be like down to my waist, like when it was blown out. Like,
and
so
then, like, trim.
And it was so thick too. And she went, I said, hey babe, inch and a half. And she took that as, oh, you want shoulder length hair?
They stay doing that. And it's not fair. It's not fair. And it's not funny.
No, it's not. And I don't care if you see more dead hair, because what I'm paying you to do is give me a trim. I'm paying you to trim, trim, trim.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted a haircut, I would have said cut more.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time I went to the hairstylist with my hair already washed, but it was because, I don't know. I felt like I was so impatient. I get very impatient. You know that.
Yeah.
And I just washed my hair before the day before going. And as she put my head in the sink, she was like, you know, I'm going to charge you for it anyway. So you should just wait until.
You said I went to the beach yesterday. Actually, you don't know my life. I was at the pool. There's chlorine in my hair.
She just wanted to be. She clocked you. Known. You're still getting charged for this service, whether you do it or not.
Nah.
But yeah, braids are...
Fucking crazy. So like, this is the second time getting braids in my hair. This, like, 2022 was the first time I ever did braids, because I just never thought about it. It's crazy to say. But my girl, my one of my besties knows how to braid. So yeah. When I see these prices, I go, damn. Because all I do is I go, hey, girl, I'm coming over. Mm-hmm. I buy the hair. I buy the products. But she also has the shit because she does it for herself. And I will buy us seamless and I buy us food and I maybe spend $50.
Yeah. Ugh, when you say that price, I'm just like, that was a good old days. I used to get medium size, micro, all that. And that was back when I used like yakky hair. Do you know what that means?
No.
I'll show it to you afterwards. But like, it was just like, it would curl at the end. And I just thought I was that bitch. Like, no one could tell me anything, especially when I went to college for 6 months out of the year. Like, for the semester, I would have braids in my hair because I went to a PWI. And they called me the mayor because I knew everybody. I did everything. I was a part of like all the groups and all that, yada, yada, yada. But no one could do my hair out there. One time I tried to do my hair. The woman was even putting rollers in my hair. She acted like my hair was so alien and complicated.
She's like, oh,
And I was like, no, you need to make sure it's like clipped in tight. Otherwise, it's just going to puff under the dryer.
Yeah.
And the way she was just like, my hair looked ridiculous. Like, you know, those pictures where the hair just like, it just goes up.
I know exactly what you mean.
And it was just so ridiculous because I still had to pay the full price because I left it. And I was just like, I'm never doing this again. And so once we came back from Christmas break, I would get braids in my hair for the rest of the semester. It was a necessity because we didn't go home as much.
Yeah. And you were far. Yeah.
I was like,
I was only like 4.5, 5 hours.
Yeah. And I was 8.5. And it's like, I probably could have driven to Albany to go get my hair braided or something, or to like get my hair done. But who wants to drive to a different, like around a different freaking campus to go get your hair?
I wouldn't even get my eyebrows done upstate.
Oh, I didn't either.
I said, I will see you when I see you. I will see you for Thanksgiving, Christmas, spring break. And these bad boys, my best friends. So
I did it once.
Same. Once. And then never again.
And actually, I was for graduation. So
you really went.
And it actually paid off because I would do it like when I was coming back from like breaks and stuff like that, but like never up there. But I had asked one of my Black friends. I was just like, listen, do you know somewhere I can get my eyebrows done up here? And because we were doing our graduation pictures, and so I was just like, I can't have my pictures encapsulated forever looking crazy. And it actually looked fire. I was like, damn, I look good.
You're like, I look good. Wait, speaking of graduation photos, so funny you bring it up. I was at my grandma's the other day because it was my sister's birthday. We're cutting cake and everything. And she has a table next to her couch, like a little coffee table. And my graduation photo is the only one on there. It's huge, but you can also see, this is when I was wearing like clip-ins and my hair was so fried, and you can see like where my hair ends and then the clip-ins begin. And then I was like, wow, how, you know, you're the favorite, like that, like it's the only photo up. And then my grandma wants to go take a picture of the cake, of like my sister's blowing out the cake, and in her little wallet, because you know all like moms and grandmas, it's in there too.
I'm screaming.
I'm like, I'm the favorite.
I'm screaming. We have like a little thing with all the pictures, but like mine's is the only one in this like glass frame. And it's so embellished. And then my sister was moving one of the portraits we have like hanging up on the wall above it. And it dropped and smashed my frame. I was just like, that bitch did that on purpose.
She did.
I know it. In my heart of hearts.
Bring it up at the next fight. I know you did that shit on purpose.
It doesn't even have anything to do with it. I'm like, yeah. You have always been jealous of me. Imagine.
And you know what? And you've always been jealous of me because you see what you did? I know you did that shit on purpose. And she's like, Mika, I'll kill you.
I know. She'd probably stab me in my chest with a chopstick. Oh, man. But that is it for this week's episode of Talk to Us Nice. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We hope you had a great time. We're happy we're back. Listen, y'all, we're going to try not to have any more breaks, but life happens and things needed to get done. Recoveries needed to happen. The world, once again, is still burning, but we're trying to keep chugging along. And we hope that you're happy with us, with the podcast. We hope we make you laugh. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us anywhere you listen to any podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Talk to Us Nice Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Talk to Us Nice Podcast. And follow us on TikTok at what? Talk to Us Nice Podcast. Talk to Us Nice
Podcast. And you know what? Once again, leave us a little comment. Leave us a little love note. Give us 5 stars. I feel like we are the source of entertainment that we need in this piling shitbag that we call the United States. And you need us, and we need you. So let's make it happen.
We'll talk to you guys next week. See ya.
Bye.